section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
You are about to enter the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. This podcast is for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed on this show are usually rude, crude, and offensive, and should not be associated with our guests and sponsors in any way. Please proceed to the first available stall and prepare for takeoff.
Welcome, everyone, to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee, the number one podcast for roots music, adult comedy, and interviews. The podcasting god, Blake Clayton, along with his revolving group of co-hosts, are preparing for launch. Please adjust your volume, remove all morals and values, and prepare yourself for what we like to call auditory dysentery. We go live in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Mission control to podcasting god, you are clear to proceed. I repeat, you are clear to proceed.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to episode number 120 of It Burns When I Pee. Yes, we are back like a hemorrhoid. I am your host, the podcasting god, Blake Clayton, and with me, we have a plethora of fine guest co-hosts this evening. First, I want to introduce to my left the wonderful Nurse Courtney. Nurse Courtney, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We have you here in case there's an emergency. It's not because you're funny. And across from her is the beautiful Miles.
Howdy.
She's famous for her show, S&M Radio.
Yes.
Not sadomasochism.
No, that's weird
stuff.
That's
a different
situation. But if you want to go ahead and think that's fine. If that gets you to listen, that'll work.
And across from me, my good buddy, my good pal, the first lieutenant admiral of Sector 12.75 of the Rebel Alliance, Jason.
Yep, I am that thing.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No. You know what I am.
you know me. I said it's the first lieutenant admiral of Sector 12.75 of the Rebel Alliance.
Do you have this written down?
It's a trap. It's a trap. Admiral Akbar, it's a trap.
Is there a shortened version? Because I can't remember that.
Just Jason.
No.
JT Money.
Just Jason. Well, folks, thank you for being with us this evening. It's been a long time. We're going to be kind of rusty, I think, at first, but we're going to quickly, just like sex, we're just going to quickly get it in.
Quickly.
Yep. That's the only way I know how to do it.
Right. Faster the better.
I like it quick.
And you know why we've been off so? Yeah. You know why we've been off so long is this, we had a tornado come through central Illinois where we are.
Yeah, and it decided to tear off the roof of our apartment.
It's so close to home. It actually hit your home.
Please donate.
No. No.
No, but the whole so close to home sounds like one of those commercials you see on TV.
Sarah McLachlan's talking about some dog that weighs -2 pounds.
It's horrible. Yeah. I have to turn the channel every time they come on.
I just turn it off because it's horrible.
Because it lasts 10 minutes, so you're right. Let's go to the bathroom.
I want to make a video with you, Blake, and Molly, where it's Sarah McLachlan saying it in the arms of an angel, and you guys are just like looking into the camera.
You know, you have to put Rory in it though, because that's going to get
that's the money maker.
The money maker. Yeah.
Blake's not going to get any money. No.
Well, we could like dirty up Eli's face and take off his shirt and just put him in a pair of like short shorts and just put him out in the yard.
This young boy pees in the same pool that he drinks from.
In the arms of an angel.
I like it.
That's horrible.
Why have I tried?
We're
I've tried
all going to hell.
I've tried T-shirts. I've tried
garbage.
I've tried all different kinds of
trash
money-making schemes.
Awful.
And all we had to do was make a video.
Let's make a 7-second Vine video about your torn-off house, your kid eating garbage.
But the dog has to be the last
Right.
And then the
Lance's
dogs.
Impression.
And
right.
then watch the Sacagaweas just pour in, buddy.
Me and Molly want to take a moment and thank everybody for all their support and their well wishes. And I mean, we were constantly getting messages, hey, anything we can do. And we do definitely appreciate it. And I know it's taken a long time for us to get to be able to say that on the air, but
yeah, definitely. And it's not just our friends and family, you know, the community as a whole really did rally around. And you know, Eli's school and Eli's daycare, everybody was very supportive.
Yes,
so
it's a thing that it was on the national radar. I was in my room when it happened, and then the people on the local news station were like, oh, we got to get off the air now because it's over us. And then they played that like on NBC Nightly News, like the local people, you know.
Sure.
It ruined that town.
Yeah, I mean, and our situation was not near as bad as a lot of other people's. I mean, people lost their homes completely. Like they, you know, when it was over, they crawled out of rubble and there was nothing there.
The Mark Wells video on YouTube. It's like a minute video. The guy's videotaping outside. Then he goes to his basement, and when he comes back up, in the house that he was just in. Half his house is gone. He's looking outside, and the neighborhood's just in pieces.
My dad knows that guy. I tell you that.
It's an incredible video. Yeah,
thanks crazy. For sharing, Courtney. I appreciate that.
Hey, you're welcome. All right. I give my little 2 cents
right.
in there.
That's good. Just wait to just push your way on in there and say, listen here, boys. I got something to say.
That's what we're good at.
So it's been 2 months.
Yes.
Now we live in the hood.
It's really not
a ghetto
the hood.
Apartment.
It's a ghetto apartment, but it's not the hood.
It's echoes, so if you hear the upstairs neighbor or the cross-stairs neighbor or the dog, tough shit. You're going to have to deal with it until I can get that condo.
Yeah, please don't complain because I can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, we're not doing the show from a roofless house right now. We changed locations. We're in a secret bunker.
good times. Jason, you have...
Wow.
You have had a life-altering experience, and you, my friend, are now an entrepreneur.
Here's a segue. I've had a whirlwind experience. See, that takes you from tornado to my personal
very
turmoil.
Good. Very good.
And then I've risen like a phoenix from the ashes, which was my previous job. I was at a company for exactly 3 years to the day, and they didn't let me go. Because it was my 3-year anniversary, it just happened to be that day. But it was to the day. But I won't name the name of the company. But it was
it
was the world's largest earth moving company. And they let go. They laid off 240 people in mid November, and I was one of them. And I didn't do anything for a few weeks, which was nice because I hadn't done that in like 10 years.
Did you masturbate at all?
I had an alarm set every hour on the hour, and I went through like a case of Johnson's baby lotion.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if you buy it by the case, it's like going to Costco. Save so much money.
Right.
So I've honestly started masturbating a lot more.
I don't even need to come over anymore.
You don't. I wish you wouldn't.
Jeez. You can walk home.
Ooh, did she bring you? You might want to rethink that. Here, let's move the alcohol away from him.
I
that was a good one.
I didn't know. I have no skills. I don't know what to do. So I said to my brother, who owns a thrift store in Bloomington, it's like, hey, let's open another property. He said, okay. And so
they call them properties when you're an entrepreneur.
That's right. That's some slang.
It's not let's open up another store. It's let's open up another property.
A sister store.
It's just some cool small business shit. Satellite. Don't even worry about it.
Satellite store. Anyway.
Satellite property. By the time this comes out, it'll be open, and we are in East Peoria. It's called Tazco Trade Co., and it's a variety store, thrift store. We got a lot of cool stuff on there, and our website will be up very soon.
Nice. Well, we will definitely start linking that when you get your ass together and get it all squared away. So, I mean, what is your biggest concern when you make this kind of life choice, you know, life change? What's the biggest?
Well, I was looking at online, and I think small businesses, like 95% of them work out. So so I was like, oh, that's not an issue. No, we signed a 2-year lease, and that's a scary commitment.
Yeah, that's 2 years you're going to have to pay on that.
I thought worst case scenario, I'll get a second job if I have to. But I don't know. We open up tomorrow, and I've already had a couple of people actually interested in buying things. So.
And I've been interested in getting rid of quite a few electronics.
Bring it
microphones.
Over. Bring them. You done with the show? You're getting rid of all your equipment?
You're taking it with you when you leave tonight.
Yeah, I got a box that's already
Okay, all right, we'll work something out. We'll work out a deal.
Are you excited?
I'm a little bit. I'm really just nervous.
Do you, Courtney, just for a second, don't pay attention. Okay. Do you think it'll help you pick up chicks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My brother gets laid all the time. They got a basement workspace, and he's pounding ass like he set his alarm every hour on the hour.
Right.
Did you just say pounding ass?
No.
Sounds terrible.
Nope.
It does sound terrible.
So
that's what guys talk about.
You're still walking pounding home, right?
I need the exercise.
Exercise. All right. Well, let's go to town on some music, and then we'll get back to more shenanigans.
Okay. So this is going to be the Urban Pioneers with Gotta Go.
Well, my fingertips are bleeding, my eardrums are ringing from the amount of shows we play. Another night, another bar, sleeping in the car. No, we wouldn't have it any other way. I gotta go, I gotta get out on the road. Another show, another town, thanks for coming out, I gotta go. Yeah, truck stop showers, driving 12 hours, little smoke helps to make the time pass. The promoter selling blow, attendance was low, here's $20 for gas. I gotta go, I gotta get out on the road. Another show, another town, yeah, thanks for coming out, I gotta go. Alright, let's go. That load inside until we hear last call. This only time will be some mind. Yeah, I said we broke down to Florida on our way to Georgia, stranded for a week. We got a transmission, now we're on another mission. No, this ain't no life for the week. I gotta go, gotta get out on the road. Another show, another town, thanks for coming out, I gotta go. Another show, another town, thanks for coming out, I gotta go. Another show, another town, thanks for coming out, I gotta go.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken. IBWIP is an interactive show. That means get off your asses and get a hold of us, baby. You can call into the show live or leave us a voicemail. The number is 1-203-429-4711. It's free, so dial it up now, I implore you. You can also email us with questions or comments at blake@ibwip.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to your Pia Vision YouTube page. Well, all the links are on the front page of IBWIP.com.
When I was a rover, met a four-leaf clover, as Irish as the day was long. Thought she'd give it to me, maybe now she's married with a baby. I've been dodging bullets all along. Man, we were creeping, never lost no sleep, and I would cut catnip into the weed. Nobody was the wiser, but they could have been higher, and it meant more money for me. It's not getting caught. Well, doctor, it's only grades. Spinning like a top, run like a villain, and the years are going by like days. I got on it, I was nearly catatonic and couldn't speak a goddamn word.
homeroom class, Folger Hall pass, and we would get higher than the birds. My foolish nature, the chase for the paper, I would deal in the broad daylight. 18 years old, head full of psilocybin and howling at the moon all night. Here's the night, getting caught. Well, doctor, it's only grace. Spinning like a top, running like a villain, and the years are going by like days. The years are going by like days. Days. The years are going by like days. Small town shadows, clean out of sight. Nothing to feel but the coming of that morning light. Ducking and dodging and diving for that rent. If it couldn't be broken, it could be bent. Washing dishes, stealing kisses, making my deals on the side. She said, you ready, honey, cause we got gas money and we're going on a long, long ride. Lying like a rug, prescription drugs, old guitars, new girlfriends. Everybody shun me, I just thought that it was funny and I'd do it all over again. Here's the never getting caught. Well, doctor, it's only a grace. Spinning like a top, running like a villain, and the years are going by like days. Spinning like a top, running like a villain.
And that was The Devil Makes Three with Spinning Like a Top.
Spinning all over up in your asses.
All up in them ass.
You have something going on with your ass tonight.
Oh, it's every night. Hey, everybody.
Banging and
I have
pounding.
Pounding ass.
Pound that ass, pounding. Blake. Pound that ass.
Hey, this is where we need to, this is where we need to be appropriate because this is when we're going to talk about our new sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
All right. So
sorry, I should have looked ahead.
The best sponsor.
Best sponsor on the face of the earth. Well, folks, we are proud to announce that we have a new sponsor at IBWIP, and it's one that everyone should take advantage of. Jason, do you have a dog?
I don't, but I'm thinking about getting one now just because of this sponsor.
Courtney, do you have a dog?
Yes.
Do you ever look over at your dog when he is a he-she? What?
She's a she.
Okay, when
it's a he-she.
She's laying on the couch curled up, and you think to yourself, I could go pet her. I could go take her out for a walk.
No.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, choose your own adventure. Or you say, or I can do something that will last a lifetime.
A picture?
Very close to a picture. A box. BarkBox.com. It's about time I said it. BarkBox.com is our new sponsor of IBWIP. And let me tell you a little bit about BarkBox.
What is BarkBox, actually?
It's funny. You should ask, Jason. I'm sorry, First Lieutenant Admiral of Sector 12.75 of the Rebel Alliance, Jason.
It's a box!
It's a box! Every month on the 15th, you can send your dog is going to receive a box. It's called Bark Box in the mail. And when it opens it up, it doesn't have opposable thumbs, but you're going to help it open it. It's going to open it up, and there's going to be an assortment of treats. There's going to be a toy. Sometimes there's going to be, like, new age hygiene products.
Hygiene products?
He said.
Hygiene. Excuse me.
You know, you get, you know, four to six different kinds of treats, a toy.
Oh, man.
And there's always a variety. Every month, your dog's going to be waiting at the door to see what's in there.
Hey, it's Bark Box time. He knows what's up.
Right. He's like, I know what's going on.
I don't have a dog. Is there a version of this for humans?
No, but I'm working on that. Shh, don't tell them, but I'm going to steal their idea and do humanbox.com.
Humanbox.
I'll tell you all about that later.
Is that a prequel to Human Centipede?
Yeah, exactly. But if you go to barkbox.com, you can set up a 1 month, 3 month, or a 6 month subscription. They send it right to your door.
You do nothing. You type up a little something-something, and they're done. Ten minutes.
And your dog thinks you're the coolest pet owner ever because...
Who doesn't like to get mail?
Yeah, that's even right. Dogs like to get mail.
Dogs are sitting around right now thinking all their owners are lame asses, but wait till that shows up. They're gonna flip the lid on that.
There are no raw hides, nothing with formaldehyde.
Right.
They use natural ingredients.
All natural.
They don't
carrots and shit.
They don't send you stuff that was made in Japan.
lead-free products.
Right.
All stuff good for your puppy dogs.
And the best part of this whole thing is 10% of all the revenue, all revenue goes to local rescues and shelters. Now, Courtney doesn't want a dog from a shelter.
That makes me sound like a bad person.
Because she's a horrible, horrible person. But if she orders a subscription to BarkBox.com, she's helping out.
Jason, rescues. You should send one to Rue. Then she might like you.
And I tell
she
you
already
what,
loves me.
And here's the thing. You brought up a great point, Courtney. Is you can order a BarkBox for a friend or a friend's dog.
Hold on a
Valentine's
second.
Day is coming.
Gift subscription.
Hold the phone. Are you saying that you can order BarkBox for yourself or send it as a gift?
Yes, I am, Jason. And if you... and do you want me to sweeten the pot even more?
I don't know how you possibly could.
I'm going to tell you how I can. If you go to BarkBox.com, sign up for a 1 month, 3 month, or preferably a 6 month, because that's where you're going to get your better deal, and you put in offer code IBWIP, which is obviously the name of this show,
right?
You'll get $5 off.
Yes.
Just blew your fucking mind.
Wow. I have nothing to say except, is it possible that they will be sending you innovative new gadgets as part of the boxes?
Yes.
Holy there's not one thing I could ask for more.
Dog?
I don't have anything.
A dog would be great.
Yeah.
His house is too small. Anyway, BarkBox.com. Folks, if you have a dog, go ahead. Just if you want to just try it, do 1 month. Use promo code IBWIP, get $5 off. Try it 1 month. You're going to love it. Your dog's going to love it, and you're going to come back for more.
Rory loved it.
Rory, yeah.
You got one here.
Oh, yeah. We got one. And she loved it. She's waiting by the door every day now. I'm like, it's not the 15th yet. You stupid mutt. No. Just joking. So, folks, we are super, super excited about having BarkBox as our sponsor. When we were in negotiations, I have to use big words like you entrepreneurs. I told them, I said, hey, this show is not for puppies. Mm-hmm. There's going to be language on here that no dog under the age of 2, which is 14, should hear. And they were like, fine. So BarkBox.com, you can check them out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest.
Wow, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're all up in your grill.
They're dominating the internet.
Instagram, Twitter,
social
Facebook.
Media.
They're all up in your ass.
So welcome BarkBox to IBWIP's world. We hope this lasts a long time. And again, I tell you what, listeners, if you order a BarkBox, send me a screenshot confirming your order, I will send you a free koozie and button.
I said, how could it get better? It just got better.
I don't know how you can blow somebody's mind twice, but it just happened. All right, now back into the dirty nitty gritty. Courtney, we're going to play a game.
Yay!
Okay, it's called Talk Loud. The game's called Talk Loud.
Yay!
Talk into the mic.
Sorry.
Make them unhappy.
Courtney, you're really going to have to talk louder into the microphone.
Thank you.
Damn, okay. It's all to hell.
Oh, my God.
Turn it off.
That doesn't work very well.
Megaphone.
All right, this game is called Would You Rather. Most frequent listeners to the show know this is not going to end well for someone. Quickly, here's what we do. I give you a scenario. Do not give me your answer right off the bat. Jacob always pusses out and says, ask questions before you make a decision of what you'd rather do, okay? And I will score this. So this isn't just, hey, fun, whatever.
You're going to set up a scenario, but there's a million things we don't know.
And
we got to ask.
And I have the answer to every question that you can possibly come up with.
Side note, is this a dirty or is this, what is this?
Okay, well, I'm just going to give it to you. Is everybody ready to play? Molly?
Bring it.
First Lieutenant Admirals of Sector 12.75 of the Rebel Alliance. Jason, are you ready?
Do you get to wear a cape with that?
I get a hoodie. I get a galvanized hoodie.
And some Skittles. And some Skittles and a soft drink.
And some Skittles to pay the bills.
Hey, that's not funny. Okay, here we go. Would you rather get a paper cut on a different part of your body every day or have to lick an old person's feet every morning? And we will start now. Molly, first question.
The paper cut on a different part of your body every day, does that like one finger, two finger, three finger? Or are the fingers as a whole one body part?
Each finger is its own body part.
Okay.
As Lever 2000 has taught us, there are only 2,000 body parts. After you've reached the maximum of 2,000 paper cuts, you start over and start getting paid? Yes. Okay.
You start, actually, after you do the first 2,000,
right.
The next series is 2 paper cuts per body part.
Oh, geez.
And after those 2,000, then it's 3 and so on and so forth. So forth.
So if you're going to, would you say kiss or lick? What did you say?
You have to lick an old person's foot every morning.
Now, can this happen like right after a shower?
The old person's shower or your shower?
The old person's shower.
The old people don't, shower.
Yes, they do.
They get sponge baths.
That is not always true.
Can you sponge their
You
foot?
Have to do it first
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, can they clean their feet? Sponge
the
bath,
The old people,
bath.
No, they can't lean over anymore. To wash their feet.
That's what caregivers are for.
So you're at the mercy of their caregiver to whether they've already sponged a foot or not?
Right.
Okay.
That's a crapshoot. You don't want any part of that.
Mm. Is this a random old person or an old person that you know?
It's a different old person every week. What? So for one whole week, you lick the same old person's foot. Then the next week, it's somebody else.
I see.
Is it the top or the bottom of the foot?
It's the bottom.
Do the old people get any pleasure from the licking of it?
Actually, each time you lick their foot, they stay alive for another month.
Oh.
Oh, that's horrible!
You're like signing their...
Oh, wait. You're saying after you lick their foot, warrant. They'll be dead in a month?
No, no,
or
no.
Or they get an extra month of life?
They get an extra month of life.
So what if they're like deathly ill?
So... You prolong their agony for a month.
It's a chance you're willing to take, I guess?
It's not a chance. That's what happens.
Okay. That will happen if you decide not to get a paper cut every day.
There's a lot of old people feet questions, but I don't
see with the paper cuts, do you have to perform the paper cuts, or is it just something that randomly happens? Like, are you going to say, oh, it's time for the paper cut, and you have to get a piece of paper and do it to yourself, or does it just randomly happen?
It just randomly happened, and you don't know what part of your body, and it just whoosh, whoosh,
whoosh, okay.
Whoosh. Which one sounded more like a paper cut? Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Whitten, whitten.
No.
Uh oh.
No. No.
Paper cut.
That wasn't worth it. Put that away.
I don't like that.
You don't
what?
Like this at all?
No.
I love this thing.
What?
If you I go think... like this.
Don't.
Yeah, no. It didn't. Hey, this is great. This works perfect.
We have.
All right. It's a visual feast for the eyes for the listeners at home.
You'll have to watch on IBWIP's YouTube page, Piavision. Anyway, time is running out. We need to ask questions.
I have a question. So if you're going to lick this person's foot, is it like a quick little like, or is it like a?
You have to lick from heel to big toe.
Oh God!
Sometimes
this is getting worse.
Sometimes your tongue slips off of the big toe and goes in between the toes.
Oh, nice. Okay, what is used to deliver the paper cut? Just a regular piece of paper, or is it an important piece of
paper? No, it's like Poltergeist. It just happens. It just like whoosh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like so every scary movie you've ever seen, how they get slashed by the invisible slasher.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Okay, I was hoping it wasn't like the Magna Carta or something like that.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. Oh wait, isn't that like a huge document?
It's a document.
Thank you.
He's such an asshole. Because he says something he knows that we don't know, and then looks around like this.
Surrounded by idiots.
I don't even know what it is.
He's like, how do I tolerate you peons?
So, with the paper cut, do you,
you
bleed?
You amuse me.
Nope.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you bleed? Do the paper cut's deep enough where you're actually going to bleed? Did you drink that all?
Yeah.
He's thirsty.
Oh, my. I'm sorry, do you bleed?
On occasion, yes.
Do you have to like wash your hands with like Purell afterwards?
No, you don't wash your hands at all. It just bleeds.
I know, but like when you're cut and then you had to wash your hands. Like,
oh, you can't clean it. No, you. There's always a reason why you can't clean it. Like if it's on a, let's say it's on your wrist going long ways,
right? Like.
A long paper cut.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like let's say it's like an inch and a half long. Paper cut.
Which way are you going? Horizontal or?
Oh, you don't.
He's going with the vein.
You go with the vein.
You're serious.
Yeah,
it's a serious paper cut.
We're not doing this. Is not a cry for help.
We're not doing this for attention. We're doing this because it's going to happen.
It's real.
But you can't always clean it. Very rarely can you clean it.
Well, I guess I'm asking, like, if you were to clean it with, like, Purell, like, that's going to sting. No. That's where I was getting after. I wasn't talking about cleanliness, but no. That's a good point, though.
But they can get infected because you're not cleaning it.
Yeah. Oh, you're boy. Dead.
This is tough.
Ooh, we're getting close, folks. Boom, doom, doom, doom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be called last call here in about.
At eventually, the people in your life that you know will be old. Will you have to lick people that you know's feet?
And just a new old person shows up with a bark box every week.
That just sweetens the deal.
Right. No, it's just random old people. You don't know who's going to show up at your house.
But it could be your mom, right? When your mom gets old, you might have to lick her foot.
Thank you for calling my mom old. But yes, it could be my mother. I tell you what, just to spice this up a little bit, okay?
Ready.
Nobody has asked anything about this morning ritual. When do you have to do it in the morning? That's my dog.
That scared me.
Your bark box will be here later. Calm down. Quiet.
Well, then go ahead and share.
Well, I can't answer a question that's not asked.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still new.
That's apparent.
What time of day do you have to lick?
It says every morning, Jason.
What time in the morning?
I'm sorry, First Lieutenant Admirals of Sector 12.75 of the Rebel Alliance, Jason. Every morning when before you get out of bed, you have to lick an old person's foot.
What if you never get in bed? What happens then? What if you sleep standing up like Nosferatu?
Again, what have no fucking
that?
Clue.
It's Dracula. It's come Dracula. On.
I
Thank
know
you.
That.
Thank you.
All right, it's close.
I didn't.
What?
No more questions.
That's bullshit.
All right, Molly, since you think this is a bullshit game, you and BJ think this is the worst game ever. Would you rather get a paper cut every day on a different part of your body, or would you rather lick an old person's foot every morning?
Only because the licking of the foot will prolong old people's lives. I'm going to go with the foot.
Okay. Mm. All right.
You want a kissy kiss kiss?
Okay. Jason, I'll be kissing you tonight. Courtney, again, since ladies
Enjoy
first.
That. Well, here's the thing. All I can think about in this paper cut business is on Jackass when they take the paper and they cut in between, like on the corners of their lips. I'm not interested in that at all.
She's like, I'm not down.
No. So I'm going to pick lick.
Like Courtney dating a black man. It is not happening.
It's not. Jeez. Oh, jeez. I just took a second.
My sister listens to this.
All right. What would you like to do?
I'm going to lick the old people's feet.
Licking those feet.
I've seen a lot of them, too. They're not that bad.
Because they don't walk around.
Right.
Okay, Jason.
Okay.
Let's end this.
Boy, I have never won a game here. I'm a notorious loser on this show. And I want to say that I would lick the feet. That's what my gut tells me. But if I'm going to play strategically, if we're adding up points, I'm going to have to go the other way. I'm going to have to take a chance to not tie these broads over here and say, despite the fact that one of your 2,000 body parts is an eyeball that will eventually be slit by a paper cut,
ouch.
I will pick that because it is different from the other two and my only chance of winning.
Okay, as always, you always choose the opposite of what everybody is. You overplay the game. And because I want to have sex tonight, the correct answer is licking feet.
Wait, come on.
But Courtney wins because she brought up the corner of the mouth. So, Courtney, congratulations on the win.
Ah, horseshit.
Yes.
We'll be having sex tonight.
I was just going to say.
Enjoy that.
Sense your sarcasm.
Don't worry. It won't last long.
Hey-o.
I think the only thing that would make me feel better after a record number of losses in a row would be to discuss the film Anchorman 2.
Oh, I was going to say ass pounding.
You know what? I know the sheet in front of me says Anchorman 2, but let's get into ass pounding.
Let's really dig deep.
It was kind of like an ass pounding, is that what you said?
It says here, Anchorman 2, spoiler, it sucked. I didn't think it sucked.
I agree.
I didn't think it sucked.
Molly?
It was horrible. I wanted to get up and leave, and I don't usually you know, after you pay to get into a movie and you get your popcorn and you sit down and you get comfortable, you don't usually want to leave until it's over. But there were a few times I was like, oh, it's time to go.
I think Will Ferrell is funny, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that if you took that six-hour movie
right, exactly.
and turned it down to 45 minutes, it would have been hilarious.
Yes.
I think they have like double the footage. Whatever you saw, they've already said that when the DVD comes out, there is like a whole separate movie's worth of material that they're going to put out there.
It was like that for the last one, too.
I think it was called like Wake Up Ron Burgundy. Yeah. And it was like they shot so much for Anchorman 1, which, by the way, was not a successful movie at the time. Like, no. I feel like you guys are reacting the same way to Anchorman 2 that the populace did of Anchorman 1. It just got popular afterwards. It became like this cult movie where like, oh my God, it's such a quotable film and everyone likes it now. But when it came out, it made nothing.
I saw it when it came out and I thought it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you might be the minority.
So just in case, ironically, I've never been called a minority, but you know what? Now I know how they feel.
Yeah, you sure do. At what point, Molly, did you say, I don't even want to be in this theater anymore. What part of the movie were you at that you just can't take it anymore?
When they were all sitting in the RV driving down the road.
That was the only hilarious. Funny part. That was the only funny
part.
No,
you're right. I'm not saying it wasn't funny. There were parts in the movie where I thought it was funny, and I did. And I laughed out loud quite a few times, but it just went on and on and on. I mean, when they first were sitting in the RV, but that scene went on and on and on. It was like, I'm like, how long is it going to drive down this highway with nobody driving the car?
And I understand, Molly has a different sense of humor than maybe you and I do. And I think Courtney probably, I don't know you very well, we haven't had sex. But
but you've slept with everyone else on the current broadcast.
We'll figure it out tonight.
But I've slept
apparently.
With Jason. And I know that, you know, we kind of have the same kind of interest in comedy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we have a similar anuses. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Do I have the same
no.
sense of humor?
No.
He's okay, like, no.
No, you watch, like, New Girl. And
that's hilarious.
How I Met Your
he
Mother.
He loves New Girl.
Dude, I would poke that girl. You know, another part.
That's why he likes
I'll
New
tell you
Girl.
What.
Divert your ears.
The part, there. Here's the part. Here's one thing I did notice about Anchorman 2. It's been quite a few years since they did the first one.
Like 10, I think.
And yeah. You can tell on Christina Applegate's face that it's been 10 years. It actually, I thought it had been 17 years. She looks atrocious.
I think a double mastectomy will do that to a woman. I mean, not that I'm not saying that.
What?
There's offense. People being offensive.
About that.
Yeah, but muzzle. I mean, but I think. I know you think I'm being funny about it, but I think that takes its toll. That kind of
I didn't know that about her.
Traumatic experience.
She had no boobs.
She had, I think, breast cancer and one or two of them. She got them lopped off like so much Angelina Jolie. But I think that'll age a person going through something that traumatic. And
I feel like an asshole now.
You should, you jackass. Son of a bitch.
Asshole button. I apologize. Courtney, if you had to give Anchorman 2 a rating from 1 to 10, 10 being better than the sexual experience with Jason.
That's...
I had to be
That's
careful.
A bad yardstick to go
Or
by.
One, having a paper cut on the corner of your mouth, what did you rate Anchorman 2?
I agree. It had its funny parts. I enjoy the first one a lot, but I don't know. It was like maybe 6?
Okay. Sex. Again, I don't know what's sex. In her head. Molly, 10 being having sex with me. 1.
Again, the bar is very low for a 10.
1, you know.
Would I go see it again? No. Would I even rent it? No. So I'm going to have to give it a 2.
Oh, my God. A 2?
Pretty low. That's, yeah. That's Joe's Jeez. Apartment low.
Yeah.
You guys remember Joe's apartment? That's the movie. It was like one of those first MTV movies that they made. It had Jerry O'Connell, and he lived in an apartment in New York with those singing cockroaches. Do you remember that?
No.
It came out like the mid-90s. That's the movie that I judge all horrible movies by.
Scale of 1 to 10. Jason, 10 being...
I'm going to overanalyze it. I'll tell you right now.
Wait, I want to know what 10 is.
Oh, yeah, okay. What's 10? Sex with myself?
No, that's depressing. That's the 1.
Oh, man.
Apparently he's doing that a lot.
I don't mind it. So 1's pretty good,
a
too.
A 10 is being... A 10 is receiving a BarkBox for 6 straight months.
Holy crap. I can't... Okay,
at
yeah.
$5 off... Or 1 being sex with yourself.
You're going the other way. The bar is high now. 6 months of BarkBox, Yeah, I'll take it. I don't think Anchorman 2 comes up to a BarkBox, so. I tell you, anytime, like, if you look IMDb, Anchorman 2, it's got the most incredible cast you've ever seen. Like, Jim Carrey's in there at one point, Harrison Ford, right? But that always equals shit movie when you have these great people in there. So I went in with kind of low expectations. I was not disappointed entirely. I would give it like a 5 or a 6. Okay. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't that great either.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5 or a 6 because there are parts where I was laughing so hard I almost fell out of my seat. But those were few and far between.
The RV scene was one of them.
The RV scene was one, and just any of the scenes with shit.
With Brick?
Brick.
Uh-huh. Was there a scorpion in the RV? Was someone stung by a scorpion? Okay.
Yeah, yes. He's attaching to its lip, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. The laundromat scene was my favorite scene.
Oh, Kristen Wiig?
Yeah. The awkwardness of the, like, that was perfect. The awkwardness of both of them was perfect.
They're just touching of the shoulder and then running away. Yeah.
And just random, they just yell random shit.
He would.
I would ask Will Ferrell, I will love your movies more if you don't have extreme close-ups of yourself. You're not a handsome man.
Well, on SNL, he's never been a physically fit guy. He's always had a belly and some hair, and he's always the first to take his shirt off. Oh, yeah. He knows what's funny.
Right.
I say go for it. Give me the close-ups. I want to see how ugly his ass is. I'm into asses tonight.
So
apparently.
There's the name of the show for you.
What is it?
I'm into asses tonight.
Okay. Into asses.
I'm into asses tonight.
Into asses.
I'm writing it down.
He's writing it down.
Yeah, but
he's actually not. He's not writing the words. He's just drawing a picture of something going into an ass. That's very good.
That's the show art right there. So let's listen to some music because I'm tired of talking about asses. Let's listen to Lucky Tubb with "Walk Away."
We'll be right back. Make sure while you're listening to the song, go ahead and go to BarkBox.com. Promo code IBWIP.
More asses after this.
Heart is full of discontent and I wasted years with you. We don't make each other happy. We just make each other blue. Though alone, I was wrong. And now what I must do, I'm going to walk away from love, walk away from you. I'm going to walk away from love. Walk away from all those painful years. I tried, I'm gonna keep on walking until I lose these blues. Yes, darling, I'm walking on you. Come on in, Joey. I'm going to walk away from love, no, it hurts me deep inside. Walk away from all those painful years that I tried, I'm gonna keep on walking until I lose these blues. Yes, darling, I'm walking on you.
Well, Undertaker, Macho Man, Razor Ramon, get your ass up, woman, when I call you on the phone. We're going wrestling, girl, if you love me. Well, I'll meet you in the steel cage, darling, it's where I'll be. Well, she called me up, said Hickory, and scared and all alone. Said, wait a minute, darling, a pay-per-view is on. We're going wrestling, you'll have to wait on me. Cause here's a 60-man battle roll that I just gotta see. Well, Hulk Hogan's
fighting flair. He's pulling out his hair. Arn Anderson's outside the ring doing dirty things. They go and rest here. Well, but if you love me, we'll get your ticket at the township. Darling, it's where I'll be. Well, it's a world championship Friday night. The weather is great and the moon is hot. We're getting real drunk and having lots of fun. It's Diesel and the Hitman going at it 1-1. And no, I love you, darling, please try to understand. When I'm famous, we'll be hanging out with the Macho Man and going wrestling. Well, but if you love me, well, I'll meet you in the steel cage, darling. It's where I'll be. Well, I'll meet you in the steel cage, darling, it's where I'll be.
And that was Hickory Hawkins with Wrestlin'.
I like that song. I don't know about you guys. Reference a lot of professional wrestlers that I watched coming up, like Ric Flair. I don't know if anyone has a comment on Ric Flair. Now would be the time to say it.
I don't really know Ric Flair, but what was that Miss Elizabeth?
She's dead.
She's dead?
Yeah. After Macho Man's dead, too.
Oh.
I tell you what, that's a whole other show.
You won't
be we did a tribute to the Beatles. We'll be doing a tribute to the WWF here upcoming very soon. But you know what a good segue into that is, and also a good segue into the next segment? Thank you. Pause for laugh. an old guest. You know, I've only been co-hosting this for a little while. But Blake said, if you're going to even get on the goddamn mic, you're going to listen to every single episode. So I did. And I'm familiar with this next guest. Yeah. Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
What was that? Episode 50s. What
was it? I don't know how long ago it was, but there was a couple times when they had a person on. He's on here with us now. His name is Cock Strong. He's a professional wrestler. And I want to welcome you, Cock Strong, to the show. And thank you very much for coming on.
Hey, thanks a lot, everybody, for having me.
Now, I went back and I watched a lot of the YouTube episodes, and you did not wear a mask. I don't know what changed, and I've got some questions about that, but you're sporting a luchador or lucha libre mask. It's bright blue.
Yeah.
It's very festive. Can you, is there a reason that you're covering your face? Is there some sort of disfigurement or some sort of anonymity issue we're working with here?
Well, I'm from parts unknown.
You're from parts unknown, and is your face unknown to us now as well?
Well, I joined a new wrestling company, and you got to change your image.
I see. Who were you with before? I don't remember.
The RCWTYZ.
And what does that stand for?
I have no idea.
And who are you with now?
Oh.
Who are you with now? Olive Head? Is that you said?
I'm with the MWE.
NWE.
Mexican Wrestling Entertainment.
Okay. And you definitely look the part. Are you Mexican?
Aren't we all Mexican?
Yeah. No, you're right. That was a stupid question. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, you're absolutely right.
I got some Mexican employees.
You got some Mexican in you, and you've been in some Mexicans?
Employees.
Employees. Okay.
Another word for prostitute?
You missed that joke completely. No, it means another word for a lawn guy.
You work for a what?
A lawn guy?
Can you not hear me in this mask?
I'm just so fixated on your eyes. Oh, the tongue's coming out. I don't mind that either, actually.
Put that back in.
Okay,
it's really hard to drink soda. Watch.
Yeah, let me watch you drink soda. Oh, boy, that looks tough. Well, he wasn't kidding around, folks.
I did it.
That soda was tough going down.
It's because I'm from parts unknown.
Yeah. You ever run into...
Hey, ladies. Yeah. What's your name? Are you here? I've never seen you before.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay, so you're part of a new wrestling league. Congratulations.
MWE.
MWE, Mexican Wrestling Entertainment. Are you still Cock Strong then? Or are you El Cock Strong or what?
El Cock Strong A.
El Cock Strong A.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very nice.
Parts unknown.
And are you a heel or are you a good guy?
Huh?
Okay. All right. A heel is...
It's on your foot. You know what? There was one time I was wrestling in Birmingham, Alabama at the Kroger.
Oh, in the Kroger parking lot?
Yeah. Yes. And I... I I got thrown out of the ring, and I hit, my foot got caught in a shopping cart, and I ripped my heel off. So someone, I guess I'm a heel.
Okay. I saw someone put that on YouTube, and whoever threw you, it threw you like a lawn dart.
Yeah, I think, let me think back who that was. Banjo Michael.
What'd you call him?
Banjo Michael.
Banjo Mike?
Yeah, Banjo Michael. He played Poison songs with a banjo.
Yes, I do remember that.
Do you remember the Honky Tonk Man? He stole that from the Honky Tonk Man.
I do remember the Honky Tonk Man. He was pretty good. Yeah, the Kroger is a sought after venue.
Well, you know, I mean, when you're first coming up in wrestling, you gotta start up from the bottom, and obviously I'm still there.
You lost the express checkout lane belt that night, didn't you?
It was the frozen foods title.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, but I learned a lot. But I'm on to bigger and better things now at the MWE.
MWE. And you're on tonight for a reason.
Well, yeah.
And you're out here promoting not only the MWE, but you're also promoting some charity work you're doing as well, isn't that right? Can you please tell us about that?
Sure. As you know, there's a lot of Mexican wrestlers that get hurt and they have a lifestyle that they're accustomed to, and they get hurt.
I think we learned that from the movie Nacho Libre. That's right.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And so I'm here to support and to show everybody to go to a Mexican wrestling, what was it called?
Entertainment.
Entertainment.com. Yeah.
/charity.
Yes, and /charity.
.org.
Because we're raising money for them.
For injured Mexican wrestlers.
Yeah, because we want to help them get over the border into the United States.
Get some proper health care.
So they can get jobs.
That's right.
So they can get jobs.
In lawn care?
Well, that or...
Suplex a bag of leaves?
Well, a lot of...
Give a pile driver to a wood chipper?
You interrupt a lot. A lot of them are really good at picking fruit.
I see.
And cabbage.
Okay.
But, you know, I joined the MWE because of the proud heritage of the Mexican luchadors.
Oh, it's revered down there. It's a lifestyle, for sure.
It's an honor. And it's like being a movie star up here.
Oh, absolutely.
You just don't get paid as much.
I have a question.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
You have a question for me?
Yeah. I want to...
It's 6 inches.
Around.
Think about it. I want to know, is that like your performance voice, or do you have this like different voice when you go out into Kroger and...
Performance voice?
Like, I mean, is it like a very masculine...
You want to hear my performance voice?
Yeah.
Hello, ladies.
There we go.
I am Cockstrong from parts unknown.
Very nice. That's much more intimidating than your actual voice.
Yeah. Well, but keep that up. It hurts my throat.
Do you get the ladies with that voice?
With
either one, really.
No, I don't like to brag, but I've had sex with at least one person on this show.
That does not include yourself.
Okay, two people on this show.
Let's leave our love affair out of this, please.
That makes three people on this show.
When you're courting a woman after performing your acrobatic feats in the ring, do you have to maintain that voice, your performance voice, throughout the rest of the night, or do you go and do you?
Well, no, because we do the interviews backstage, so they never really hear me talk.
Okay.
Well, they just hear me go, "Oh, okay."
So they see you in
the ring,
and that turns them on. That soaks them where they sit, huh?
Well, that's the old, I mean.
Oh my God!
What?
What's that now?
Well, I'm just saying I don't. We pre-record a lot of the interviews, so the fans at the
Megadome.
The Mega Dump, more like
the Kroger Mega Dome.
It's called the Donkey Dome. They use it for multiple things in Mexico. They use it for cockfighting. They use it for wrestling matches, and of course, they use it for, you know, girl on donkey stuff.
Oh, but, wow! I didn't realize
the donkey dome. You know, the biggest pay per view we ever did. 37 people came to the pay per view. That was our biggest selling pay-per-view ever. They don't have cable. Why are you looking at me like that? They don't have cable in Mexico.
Did you see the fight with Silva Anderson and him breaking his leg? Please tell me you know what I'm talking about.
That's UFC.
I know, but it's still fighting, though, right?
Those guys are pussies. They don't. Oh. That's not even real.
That's real fighting, and what he does is entertainment for the fans.
Oh, excuse me.
Mexican wrestling entertainment.
He puts on a performance.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He uses his athletic prowess. That's right.
But I'm from parts unknown.
No one knows where that is. I have an idea. I'm whittling
you know
it down.
You know how I came up with Cockstrong? From parts unknown?
It has something to do with 6 inches, I bet.
No, it has to do with the IRS.
Okay, so they can't find you. Yeah. You got a lot of back taxes you owe on, huh?
Gypsy lifestyle.
The lifestyle of a wrestler, you know, it's...
It's hard, man. You got to hit that road, and hopefully someday...
You're in the road, you're sleeping in...
On buddy's couches, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't ever get hotels unless, you know...
Hand jobs in the alley for a sandwich. It's a rough life, man.
Hello, ladies. You got a couch?
Beating off dudes under the bridge, $10 a man. It's a...
Ten?
Yeah. 10 pesos, I'm sorry.
10 pesos divided by 3, multiplied by 2, so carry the 5.
Yeah, you got to carry that 5.
So that's like $1.50. That's about what I'm making.
I'll get you a sandwich in Mexico.
Yeah, so... But I want everybody to go to MexicanWrestlingEntertainment.com/charity.
.org.
And go, then after you go to that website, go to BarkBox.com and enter IBWIP as a promo code. That'll help a Mexican wrestler.
That'll help a Mexican wrestler too. Wow, you have integrated so much of this charity into
your work. It's a difficult life. And, you know, like I said, in Mexico, the luchadors are prestigious.
Yeah.
And it's just sad to see them having to hop over the border to
pick cabbage.
You know, yeah, pick cabbage and trim up some bushes, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Hey-o.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So do you have an upcoming match that we can watch you?
Well, no.
No? Okay.
No, the president of the company, the MWE,
right,
says that I don't have... the in-ring presence that he's looking for.
But you just switched, and already he's unhappy with it? Well, so maybe we should right now come up with a different persona for you. What do you think?
We can try. I mean, we got plenty of time.
how the hell do you know how much time we got left?
Is this going well? I mean,
No, but okay. that's fine.
All right, well, we can try it real quick, and then we can move
along. This died a long time ago. We're just trying to help you out as a person now. Okay, right. So right now... You are El Cockstronga.
El Cockstronga.
Lucha Libre.
From parts unknown.
And what would you say your persona is in the ring? Are you a good guy or are you a bad guy heel?
You know, fair to moderate.
Fair to moderate. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I don't make enemies, but I don't let people push me around. So I'm kind of. Is there an in between, like a? I'm a vagina.
You're a bit of a milquetoast, I think. And I think the president is correct. Your persona is not working. So let's take a few minutes and come up with an idea
for you.
Okay,
hey, lady.
I don't like the blue.
You don't like the blue?
I don't like the blue.
Do you like the mask, though? Like colorblind, do you like the mask?
I don't think it goes with the T-shirt.
Well, listen here, lady. Let me tell you something.
I bet
No. Just leave it on. Leave it on. Okay.
I could go with the shirt off, but...
Well, I can't get it off because I have this mask on, but if I did, lady, I'd be coming over this table right now, and I'd show you some MWE big time. I am...
What is it again?
El Cockstrongo.
El Cockstrongo from parts unknown.
You know that...
Hello, ladies.
That strong word keeps changing. It's like strongo, and then it's strong A, and then...
It's,
interchangeable.
Nouns are feminine and masculine down there, so
okay.
it's really not for us to understand. He's from there.
Okay,
that's fine. Okay, I think your persona should be.
Because you know I'm cockstrong.
I think you should be El Janitora. That's what I think you should, and you should come to the ring with a gray zip up jumpsuit.
I like El Janitoro.
Yeah. Yes. El Janitoro.
I thought you said janitor.
Like a bullfighter.
You'd be a half janitor, half bullfighter. Half bull. Just have bull.
Oh, that's really good.
And you could have a mask with horns on like a bull. And, like, you could just tell people, I'm seeing red. And you charge at them and give them a hurricane.
Wow. You want to be my manager?
I have nothing to do. Yes, I will do it. I will take on the responsibility of being your manager.
I'd prefer to have a manager.
Well,
with
then
a better...
don't ask me then to do it and then immediately change your mind.
Oh, it's going sad. But what
El Janitoro.
El Laundromato.
What is that?
El Laundromato.
That's okay. You could do that, I guess.
El Janitaro. Genitalio.
El Genitalio?
Genitalio. There you go. You can come out,
Italian.
Come in the ring, and hole in your balls.
You can be genitalio ambiglioso, where they don't know if you're a man or a woman. You can be a hermaphrodita.
There you go.
Well, remember, it's important to go to mwe.com/charity.
.org.
.org. And donate today.
Donate today.
Don't let us come over into your country.
We gave you a few ideas for your persona. I hope you take them.
I'll be back. I'll try some of mine. I'll come back.
We're looking forward to talking to you again. Hey. Congratulations on all your success and the charity work. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, thank you for having me. Hey, ladies.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Remember, go to BarkBox.com. Oh, wait. Go to charity for the Japanese.
We'll cut that out.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and... Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Yeah, and that's okay. Let's go. Now, as he's leaving, let's see here. Let's go over the schedule. Okay? You can check out episode 119 with Ray Vietti. Vietti?
Before we started, you said you knew how to say it. Now you said it like six times.
She's asked a second guess because he asked her.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. Of the Harm Brothers. You need to check out their music. They are very, very good.
What's his name? Ray, what is it?
Ray Vietti.
Ray Spaghetti?
Yeah, that's the guy. Let's see here. This episode...
Ray Vietti. That's Italian. Ray Vietti.
I'm going to throw
that.
Isn't that
what I said? I said Vietti. Vietti. Shit. All right.
Those headphones match the megaphone perfectly, and they both have phone in the word.
Oh, he likes orange.
Oh my god.
Turn it off so I can continue with the schedule.
I say turn it up.
Do your neighbors hate you?
I hate my neighbors.
Hates his name. This episode will be released as a podcast on January 17th, and we will be releasing the vidcast on our YouTube page, P-A-Vision.
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 Pee-pee.
Pee-pee.
What am I bunghole?
There with the butt again. Episode 121 will feature an interview with Chelsea McBee and be released on January 24th. And then finally, our next live episode will be right here on you're supposed to say the www.
No.
SilentStormRadio.com on February.
Wubba wubba wubba. Silent Storm Radio. Downtown Jewel Brown here.
Oh my. Ayo.
February 3rd. It's gonna be our annual Valentine's Day special.
Yeah, so,
I can't wait. My
so
first one.
Find your loved one.
Give him a kick in the ass.
I'll be playing more music on this episode because the tradition of IBWIP on Valentine's Day is to play the best murder ballads possible.
Murder ballads?
If you have a song where you kill your partner... We're going to play it.
That's a murder ballad? I've never
heard probably go 7 hours.
We play a lot of Bob Wayne and Pine Box Boys.
What's that song with the Dixie Chicks where they kill that guy?
Goodbye, Earl.
We're not going to play that.
But that what? Is that a murder ballad, though?
Yes, I would call that a murder ballad.
I would never want that on the show, but that's the only thing I can think of where you would...
Natalie from the Dixie Chicks. Man, I would fucking poke the shit out of her.
The
lead singer?
Man.
The lead singer?
Tape up her mouth.
Oh, no. Yeah. There's just enough room.
Is that the really short one?
For my dick.
She's the main one.
Yeah, the short one.
She's nasty.
She ain't nasty?
Yes, she is.
What are you?
Give me 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes.
He only needs two.
All right. Okay, so, and we also have a couple of other interviews that are going to be coming out in February that we're tying up the loose ends for. Yeah. I don't want to announce them yet, but we're tying some loose ends up for some February.
Listen, folks. You're going to get your goddamn interviews. Just let us tie up these loose ends, all right?
let's tie them up. All right. We got a couple more things for you. Got two more things for you. Two more serious topics.
Yeah, let's get serious for a second.
All right. Everybody knows this sound.
I didn't get the sophisticated gene of this family. I started the sophisticated gene of this family.
And we've also heard this voice.
The number one rule is there are no rules.
Number one rule. No rules. Anyway, Duck Dynasty, and I know it's kind of already been out in the news, but we didn't do a show because tornadoes and stuff like that happened. But have you ever watched Duck Dynasty?
I'm aware of it.
Okay, Courtney, have you ever watched Duck Dynasty?
I love Duck Dynasty.
All right, and who's your favorite character? Because obviously these are characters.
I don't know. It's a tough one for me, but I like Jace. And Willie are probably my two favorites.
I like Willie. I like Jace. I think Willie's an idiot.
Jace is hot.
I like Eric.
Yeah, that's true.
Eric cracks me up every time.
The gay brother that just all of a sudden appeared? No. Speaking of gay brother that all of a sudden appeared, the dad, Phil, recently got into... I'm not as good at segues as First Lieutenant Admiral of Sector
12. It's a segue!
But he recently got himself into some trouble with some comments about homosexuality, and you know, looking at this to start, I guess the question was asked, I don't know, what is his religious beliefs? Because he's a real religious man, right? And he states that start with homosexual behavior, and that just morphs. It just morphs from there. Bestiality, sleeping around with this woman and that woman and that woman and those men. And this caused quite a stir. This was in GQ magazine because, of course, Phil should be in GQ magazine.
What do I think of when I think of GQ?
I think of camouflage.
Huge, disgusting beards. It should be the Duck Dynasty guys and ZZ Top every issue.
So
that's one guy I would not want to see half naked.
Who, Phil?
Phil.
You are in the minority.
And actually, I believe we have seen him half naked because there was one episode
where he took a shower
and he popped back out and there was his belly.
Ready for action.
He was a pro football player, wasn't he? Was he?
He was a college football player.
Oh,
he never
he was with
him.
Terry Bradshaw, right?
Yes, in college. That's before he had the beard and when Terry had hair on, ironically.
Right.
So I guess, you know, so then he makes this comment in GQ magazine. Of course, it blows up because anytime you make any kind of homophobic statement in the media, and it's going to get a lot of noise.
Oh, my God. You're going to hell.
Right.
Yeah, that's rain down fire on you.
So A&E, of course, has to do some quick work, PR work.
Yeah.
And so they suspend him from the show that he's in 99.9% of the episodes for making these gay comments, anti-gay comments. Yeah. Molly, what do you think of Phil and his gay comments?
Phil, to be quite honest, I didn't, I don't.
You didn't prepare for the
I
show?
I did not prepare
okay,
for
great.
The show.
Right.
I mean, I like Duck Dynasty for what it is. It's entertainment purposes. I don't, you know, I have lots of gay friends. I don't think they're going to hell just because Phil Robertson says what he says. Phil Robertson can believe whatever he wants to believe. I can believe whatever I want to believe.
Okay, that's the lame answer. Courtney, do you have a lame answer as well?
Oh, probably.
Okay, what's your lame thoughts on this?
I don't know.
I feel like I should put my arm here, but then I can see Molly look at me. And it's not any kind of like a sexual thing. It's just I feel like I have to protect you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's not sincere.
He'd throw you under the bus so fast.
Oh, I have a sincere meter right here, and that was way in the red. you're way in the red.
Sorry.
So, Phil, what are your thoughts?
Just call her Phil.
No, it's just, yeah. Fine. So Phil.
We got an exclusive here.
That probably would have been a better bit than Cockstrong. I probably should have thought.
Should we start over?
No. I don't have a beard mask.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, he probably should. He is a. What am I trying to say?
You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
But
he's employed by a certain company, so he probably should watch what he says, whether that's his belief or not. But to his defense, that show was Christian based, but he probably shouldn't have said all that he should have that he, yeah, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I got gotcha.
You. Should just make
sure. You should have his publicist or a PR guy with him. No, seriously. Right, yeah, right. Yeah. But, like, it almost begs the question, was it not all set up to begin with?
You're damn right, sure. It was.
Because, I mean, the spotlight is so heavy on these people. I can't go to fucking Walmart without seeing 30 products every aisle.
And you
Duck
complain
Dynasty.
Every time we walk
well,
by
it's
him.
Awful. The whole thing, any show that sells itself as a reality show and is so obviously scripted, and I thank you for saying characters earlier, Blake, because that's exactly what it is. To me, Duck Dynasty is bullshit. It's just goofy horse crap. I don't watch it. It looks like garbage. Actually, I watch it at Thanksgiving at your grandma's house.
Mm-hmm. Because your grandma likes it?
Oh, yeah. My family loves
it. It's awful. It's just awful. And I'm sorry if your listeners like it, but it's terrible. And of course, with someone who has that much fame and that much of a spotlight on them, it's not going to go to an interview without someone attached at their hip saying, oh, you know what, Phil, this is how we're going to handle this situation. So is it all set up? Probably. How many episodes do you miss? Two? Three?
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible.
And that's one of the things I was going to point out is it wasn't but a couple weeks after it died down a little bit that all of a sudden A&E says, well, we're going to bring him back because –
they're so popular.
In the middle of January is when the new season comes out.
They're so
they're not going to edit all that stuff and edit him out of there. This was all rigged up.
Getting ready for the new
just
season.
See something on Facebook how now, though, that they announced their last episode.
I don't know. I don't go on Facebook. Well, it's nothing.
You're
but,
never on Facebook?
No.
You are lying through your
I don't have any friends. No. Anyway, here's my 2 cents. Do you want my 2 cents? Because obviously I asked all you guys for your 2 cents, so that was 6 cents. Mm-mm. Do you want 8 cents or not?
No, fine.
All right.
Good.
Okay.
Let's have it. Come on. Cry, baby. Cry us a river.
I
probably should have just gone first.
We make a lot of off-color jokes, and we do some stuff.
We
but,
goof around here a lot, folks.
Right. But I have no problem with gay people. One of my best friends was gay.
His cousin's sister is gay.
Right.
Everybody has a gay best
and,
friend.
And, you know, he was, yeah. And
I'm gay.
Yeah.
What?
I thought that for the longest time.
I think I get that a lot. I seriously do get that a lot.
He's not, I promise.
She's like, oh, blah, blah.
Anyway. Yeah, but you know what? To see you sit down in a room, honey.
Hey-o. Okay. So my 2 cents is this was all a publicity stunt to get that last. They couldn't renew the contract. They renewed it for 1 year, you know, with A&E. Mm-hmm. They didn't want any backlash if they canceled the show or anything. And then Duck Dynasty didn't want any backlash for stopping to do the show, so why not make a controversy, and that gives you an out. So again, homosexuals are an out.
And why would GQ be interviewing him in the first place?
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah. It was
he
all.
He does
up.
Not fit the bill. These
when you,
are guys
when you said
Blueberry.
He should have his PR person, his PR person had they had set this up for months. So
you
fuck
know,
him.
Say it wasn't a PR stunt. I kind of agree with you guys. He should be able to say whatever he wants. But at the same time, he is an employee of A&E. So A&E, if this wasn't set up, they should be have the right to say, you know, you need to take some time
off. But he's
off.
Also made A&E a lot of money.
Right, right. So at the core, he can believe whatever he wants as long as he's not hurting anybody, which he didn't with this comment. It was just it's his beliefs and people took offense. It was bullshit.
The problem I have with very religious people, this is the problem that I have. He once was a severe sinner. He was a womanizer. Mm-hmm. He cheated, drugs, rock and roll, cheated on his wife. You can't 5 years later, 10 years later, all of a sudden say, well, you know, gays are bad because the Bible says so. Well, so is fucking some other girl, right? You do something
yeah.
like...
Yeah, people are very quick to point their finger. Yeah.
Anyway, let's do something else.
can I say one of his quotes real quick
sure.
for the interview?
I'm sorry.
This is my favorite one. It seems like to me a vagina as a man would be more desirable than a man's anus.
Incorrect.
That's it. I just love that. I love that.
But if the girl's vagina was as tight as a guy's asshole, damn, you cannot tell me that would. You put some hair on that ass.
On that ass?
Like Clayton?
Well, yeah, so it looks like a vagina. Oh. All vaginas have hair.
It really is
a Courtney, I know
subjective
you're,
statement.
Courtney, I know you're a nurse and everything, but yeah. All vaginas have hair.
It's just,
what about
yeah,
what about people with alopecia? Mm. They're completely hairless, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that just
Propecia
on the head?
Propecia.
It's alopecia.
I think it's a case by case basis. I think some assholes are better looking than some vaginas, and vice versa. It's, you really got to break it down.
Yeah, I mean, because Heather and Vanessa, when they were on episode 119, I believe
they ate that steak.
They ate that steak, and I know that they talked about roast beef vaginas.
Yeah, they're
and
out
if
there.
I had to choose between a really bad roast beef vagina and a guy's asshole, guess what?
That's
roast beef.
No.
See, where I come from, we say beef curtain.
Well, I was going to say it, but there's girls present.
Like meat curtain.
Yeah. Meat curtain? Mm-hmm. Please bring all of your vaginal synonyms to IBWID.com.
I tell you what, here, we'll do a contest.
Gutted Ewok.
Whoever sends me at blake@IBWIP.com, email address, whoever sends me the best slang name for a woman's vagina, mm-hmm. wins a koozie.
Yes.
Only a woman's vagina. Let's leave the guys out of this one, okay,
Ayo.
Folks?
Right.
You're going to want that koozie.
Okay.
You're going to want it.
I already do. So,
I like
yeah.
that. That was perfect. I do.
So, Blake, I've heard around the block that you've been sick with
you
the flu.
Heard around the block?
Yeah, heard around the block.
Spends a lot of time on the streets, the street corners.
Whoa. I heard
you know
Blake
what?
Was sick.
Shut
Hanging
up.
Tough.
Hanging. I'm still new, okay? I'm working on it.
What were you saying now?
I said I heard that you were sick. And
yes.
No one cares.
We were going to have... exactly. You know what? You hit the head on the nail. You
That's
hit the head
it.
On the nail.
That's not it.
Should I just go in the other room?
No, you hit it on the head. We didn't. We were going to have a live IBWIP in, it was December?
I don't remember. I blocked it out.
Yeah, I know you blocked it out. Because to you, it didn't even happen. Okay, so I went to my son's wrestling tournament up in South Beloit.
Beloit.
It's Beloit.
There's
it's
no
Beloit.
Goddamn fucking inn in Beloit.
Anyway, Google I it. Went and came home, and at about... We were doing Sunday Night Roundup, which is our other show that we were doing.
Yeah.
And we started to do the show, and I'm like, I'm right back. I'm going to go throw up. And so I went, and I threw up. Came back because I'm a trooper. That's how us podcasters do it.
That's right.
We don't care if we're pissing water.
I threw up six times this episode.
All because of the content. Anyway, so... And then I was like, oh, I came back, and I tried to do went through a couple more songs and one more segment, and then I'm like, oh, I went... From there on out, about 9 o'clock till about 4 in the morning, this guy right here lost 75 pounds.
Wow.
You look great.
You have never looked better.
Now,
I shit you not. He was up literally every 15 minutes. You could set your clock by it. It was horrible.
Wow. I'm not much of a puker. But well, after a while, you're just puking up. Bile?
Yeah. Yeah. Hour 5 was just bile. Because guess what I had earlier that evening to eat?
Ray spaghetti?
Queso dip.
Oh.
Queso, that'll do it too.
It does not come up well. So, Courtney, I thought this was a good thing to talk about.
Okay.
Because you're a nurse.
I am.
With the state of...
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Mm. Were you involved in the Louisiana Purchase? Okay.
Yes, and.
So, I want... with your expertise in the healthcare field, I want me and Molly to kind of explain the situation, and I want you to tell her all the things she did wrong.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, I'm vomiting over and over and over again, and I'm not just... I'm talking to where, like, I thought there was parts of my body...
It's like projectile?
No, it was just so very powerful. It wasn't going anywhere. It was just very powerful.
Okay.
And, I had been at it for about 3 hours. You know, I had taken a long ride, and by then I'm dehydrated. I mean, how long does it take a human body to get dehydrated when you're vomiting?
Not very long.
Exactly.
Are you losing it from both ends, though?
Please don't jump ahead in the story.
Some angles action. She's walking like
supposedly,
a
supposedly Egyptians had a lot of diarrhea and vomit. So, very quickly, the human body can go into dehydration. What are some of the things that are what are some of the major medical crises that happen when people are dehydrated? What is the possibility to happen? Can they die?
I'm so gonna rip you a new asshole.
No.
Pedialyte.
Are you telling me? Are you telling me a person can't die from dehydration?
Yes, they can. That, it can be very bad.
Okay, how quickly can that happen?
I don't know. Depends on how much you're losing your electrolytes.
Stop tiptoeing around the goddamn Sorry. Questions and tell us how long it takes for
you
him
know
to
what?
Die.
Every person's different, so.
Okay, so I'm about 3 hours into it. All right, and Molly, I'm like, I need some water.
Your tongue's probably very dry.
Okay. And, oh, everything. Even my fingertips were dry.
Oh, your fingertips? Oh, gosh.
You know what I
what
mean.
Does that look, what does that look like? Oh, God. My fingertips are so dry.
Fucking women. That's why. You know,
They're not moist. Moist them.
Molly said, you need to get more women on the show. And this is exactly why I fucking don't.
Man, we just need to bro out, man.
Bro, this fucking...
We need to have a hang zone for bros only.
Bros before hoes. Anyway, so Molly, who has, at this point, every time I get up for another round of profuse vomiting, you know, very powerful vomiting, when I get out of the bed, she goes...
Oh, come on.
Let me repeat that in case you didn't hear. When I get out of the bed, each time, Molly goes...
To vomit. You're not getting up to look at pornography. You're puking.
I'm puking. Sick. Uncontrollable. Yeah. I have no control over it.
Molly, did you have to get up and go to work the next day?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
Molly, okay. do you have a couch in your living room?
Hey, you know what? Blake could have slept in the couch, too. There's two sides to everything.
Yeah, I didn't say he had to come out.
Okay.
Whoa.
You're only here for clinical...
Analysis.
Sorry.
I don't need your vagina. Your vagina unity happening.
Your vaginal collusion.
See, he does.
Big words.
Fuck it. I don't understand.
Look it up. Hurry up. Look it up. All right. Go ahead.
Are you done?
No. Well, with that part.
I'm ready.
And then, no, because I was talking about the water. Okay. So I said, get me some water.
For my fingertips.
Because I was about ready to die.
I got to soak my fingers, babe.
I'm going down. So she brings me water, right? Your natural reaction is...
3 o'clock in the morning. I get up to get him water.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, after the first 7 times, I'm going... Anyway, she brings the water to me. I just touch it with my lips. This is what I'm going to do, because I'm a 39-year-old man, and it's not my first rodeo. I'm just going to put the water in my mouth, slosh it around, and then spit it into the toilet.
No, you weren't. You were in the goddamn bedroom. You weren't going to spit it anywhere.
I was not in the bedroom.
Yes, you were. This is not going to get good.
Anyway.
I'm not going to back down.
Quarters. Right. So anyway, she hands it to me. I start to take it to put it in my mouth to wash it, rinse, you know, to give.
Right.
And she says, sip it.
Wait, what?
Samp it!
What are you saying?
Sip it?
Are you saying samp it?
No,
what are you
saying? Samp it.
Pete Sampras?
She said, Pete Sampras, goddammit.
I'd be already pissed too.
She said, samp it!
I don't know what you're saying.
You're supposed to samp it!
30 love, Pete Sampras! It's 3 a.m., Blake! Pete Sampras! Oh, is that the name of the show?
No, I'm just... So...
Okay.
A medical information. If you are vomiting profusely, mm-hmm. powerfully, for a long extended period of time, mm-hmm. you obviously need to be to rehydrate yourself or do whatever you can to make it as comfortable as possible. Would you suggest, how much water would you suggest I should have drank?
Oh, probably at least 6 or 7 gallons.
Oh, my God. You are a bad nurse.
No. She's a good nurse. I got a bad fiance because she wouldn't let me drink a 2-ounce bottle of it.
Sip it!
2 ounces?
Just sip it!
Yeah, we have baby bottles.
Oh. But, like, for real, Pedialyte or, like, a Gatorade to restore
That's
your
what she should have. If she should have went and got me some is what should have happened.
Well,
yep.
That's
yep.
a little late for me.
You're right. So then, later on in this excursion, mind you, this went through 8 hours. This was an 8-hour experience.
You really put her through a marathon.
By the 6th or 7th hour, what I'm throwing up is nothing. Not even bile.
It's dry heaving.
Yeah.
Just and it's not just a. It's a.
Are you laughing at this the entire time?
Sorry. Do I get to talk now?
Sure. Sure, go ahead.
Were we at work by this point?
No. I was still listening to it. Oof. Yeah. I mean, because it literally did start at 9:30, and you could set your clock by it. And it was horrible. And I really, really, really felt bad. I did come out to the couch and try and let him rest because he was sick. I came out to the couch.
I was dying.
I came out to the couch and laid in for about an hour, and he still was up and I couldn't get comfortable, so I went back to bed.
Oh, she couldn't get comfortable in the $7 million couch that takes up 7,000 feet.
I gotta tell you what, I've seen a lot of couches in my day.
It's big.
Beautiful couch.
Thanks.
Beautiful couch.
I picked it out.
It's green.
It's not green. Anyway, so you came out and sat on the couch, and because I was too loud.
No, I came out.
You still couldn't sleep.
Listen here, motherfucker. You're going to piss me off. Now.
Holy guacamole.
It escalated quickly.
It really did, because it pisses me off. So, now, he's sick. And I understand when men get sick, it's like the end of the fucking world.
They're babies.
They're horrible babies. Okay, let me give you an example. Okay, you know how most people throw up? It sounds. You know people are throwing up. I'm going to back away from the microphone because this is how he throws up.
I don't think it's like that.
Oh, honey. But it is. Over and over and over and over again. And so then I get you some water. And you're sitting in bed. And I say,
it looks bad, but it's all Jace's fault.
I just wanted you to sip it.
No, you wanted me to sip it.
No, I said, here, just take a little bit of water. Just take a little bit. And what did you do? You started drinking it. You were laying in bed. You weren't going to throw or spit it out anywhere. You were laying in bed. And so I said, sip it.
I was dying.
No, you weren't.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wait. Maybe you were dying because at one point in time, you...
Huh?
He walked in. He came back from throwing up, and I said, "Are you okay?" And he's like, "No, I'm not okay. Why aren't you helping me?"
At that point, what is it that you wanted her to do?
Yeah, what help do you need?
Acknowledge that I'm dying.
You like, said, "Why aren't you helping me?" What did you
I didn't.
Want her
I
to
didn't
do?
Want her to say, "Stop it," and I didn't want her to go every time I got up, and then. To top it all off, this marathon is almost over, and this segment is almost over. Don't worry, but stay with me, because, again, she did something wrong.
Always.
You're dehydrated. You've been in the bathroom, and now you're at the point where both ends are going to town.
On fire. They're just on fire.
I'm shit. Water's coming out of my asshole. Mm. Water's coming out my mouth. Luckily, this new...
Oh, but he's dehydrated. I'm not sure where this water's coming
I don't know
from.
Where it was coming from either.
Are your shits as loud as your
oh,
vomiting?
Oh, they're just... They're painful, so there's a lot of moaning involved. Mm. But then...
Oh, I heard you helping me.
Then she comes in, and you know what she says? I'll wait for it. Do you know what she says?
The suspense is killing me.
Why do you have a light off? Oh, I don't know, because I don't want to see my diarrhea puke and the fact that my eyeballs are actually drying up. I'm so dehydrated. And so any light, sensitivity to light is amazing.
Like raisins in your head.
Courtney, should she have taken me to the hospital?
Probably. I asked to take him to the hospital.
That is a false statement. She said, I'm not getting up to take you to the hospital.
That is not true.
Sip it. I said, sip it.
I told you a few times that you should probably just go to the hospital. It's literally a fucking block away. you could have made it, but you're like, no, I'll never make it. So you show up at the hospital with shitty pants. There's nothing, you know, they see it a lot.
Trust me, so, if that's the worst that they come across, that you're going to be fine.
Right. So, no, you could have gone. You could have gone to the hospital like I suggested. You could have drank the water like I suggested. I had to stay up with you for 9 fucking 10 fucking hours while you were sick the entire fucking time. You slept the whole next fucking day. I went to work.
Because
so
I couldn't
screw you,
move.
You little fucking baby.
Courtney?
Yeah.
On a scale of...
Why aren't you helping me?
On a scale of 1 to 10...
On a scale of why aren't you helping me to...
yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being Mary Poppins, 1 being the Antichrist.
Spoonful of sugar.
I ain't no fucking Mary Poppins.
How was her nursing skills?
Oh, mediocre.
Sorry, I'm the Antichrist.
Mediocre.
I understand.
Mediocre, Molly.
Look,
you're a mediocre caregiver.
Why are your pukes so loud? Why?
It was that. I mean, it was just. It was so much.
Because he doesn't get on the ground. He has to make sure the whole fucking world knows he's throwing up. The guy upstairs knew he was throwing up. And the only reason I know that is because the guy upstairs had it a week later and he was throwing up. And you could hear him doing the same exact thing. Maybe it's a guy thing. How do you throw up? Is it normal throw up or is it like I'm the fucking end of the world's happening and I'm dying throw up?
I haven't thrown up for almost 10 years.
Oh, well, here.
The last time I threw up was in a Kroger parking lot.
That's a good story.
Did you get your foot caught?
Yeah, see what happened was I just got done watching this professional wrestling match. And this guy's heel, it hit me right in the face and slid into my mouth, and it caused me to puke right in their parking lot. It was a goddamn nightmare, I'll tell you that much. Hey, what, now you said the guy upstairs was puking, and you said queso dip. Were you puking because of the queso dip, or did you actually have a flu?
It was the flu. It was the flu. It had to have been the flu.
Because
if it was food poisoning, it would have stopped.
You did have the body aches and the fever
oh,
and
yes,
the chills.
Oh, yes,
and,
wow.
Yeah. Yes. I could have died.
You never got them on?
Did you get a flu shot?
Hell no, I didn't get a flu shot.
Did not get a flu shot.
Every time
I got a flu shot.
Every time I get
sick.
Every time I get a flu shot, I get sick.
It
anyway,
doesn't matter.
Hey, just saying, that is a bunch of crap.
Jason?
Hey, acknowledge
She's
that.
She's a nurse.
What did you say?
That's not true. It's not a live virus. You're not going to get sick from it.
I have a very low immune system. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
that's true. He does because he smokes how much a day?
Oh,
does
smoking,
not eat anything normal?
You know what? What's going to happen? In about 10 years, people are going to find out that smoking is good for you. It's going to happen.
They're always flip-flopping. Eggs are good. Eggs are bad.
Yeah, drink red wine twice every 5 minutes.
Smoking.
Where are you getting your facts?
End of the day, smoking's good for you.
Smoke it.
Smoking, is good
smoking cigarettes is good for you. Make Ladies sure. and gentlemen, I want to take a couple minutes here to plug my favorite podcast that's not mine.
that's pretty fair.
My favorite podcast that's not mine.
There's a lot out there. That's fair.
S&M Radio with hosts Shannon and Miles. They talk about just life, their lives in general. The new episode that's coming out
tomorrow.
No, today's Monday.
So coming out
Wednesday.
Around the middle of January.
It'll be out by the time this is out.
Yes.
Yes.
if you're hearing it, go
they
get
do
it.
A little bit they kind of change up the format. It's good. They play all kinds of music.
Watch
it's gonna
it.
Puke again.
And they talk
it's gonna go right in the laptop.
Stop it. Stop it. I don't like it.
Why aren't you helping me?
So go over to Facebook and check them out. We'll put a link up to it. I also want to – I really, 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 really want everybody to also go to our YouTube page, Pia Vision, subscribe. Amazing. We don't suck at video anymore. We used to suck at video. Now we don't. And the first – we had Joey Henry and we had Brett Conlin here with a Christmas tree.
I saw it.
It was awesome. You were here.
I was here firsthand, and it was
Better?
It was the tits.
Was it in person better or the video better quality?
You know what? I couldn't tell a difference.
It's like you're there.
I was there.
But we have tons of interviews with a bunch of people. We have performances that happened in our house before we got into this shit fucking hole.
Hey, but you know what? They're working on it. So
yeah, they're working on it. All right.
We're back to the IBW.
Working on
studios.
Fucking my ass.
Oh Jesus!
So go to our YouTube page, Pia Vision. And subscribe. That way you know when great new stuff comes out. This episode's going to come out. And you want to see Cock Strong? He came. You want to see Courtney not know anything about nursing. You want to see Molly tell you to sip it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what about him?
All those things can be seen, including myself.
He's just amazing. He's the first lieutenant admiral.
My stock is rising.
You're the first lieutenant admiral of Sector 12.75 of the Rebel Alliance.
It's a barf.
And also want to, again...
Is that from Spaceballs?
No, it's from the... No more vagina on this show.
You just made it up.
No more vagina on this... Next episode, no more vagina.
Like we're cutting out the puss.
I love that movie.
We're cutting the puss off.
Isn't the dog's
You'll
name
be sorry.
Barf? Isn't what? The dog's name Barf on Spaceballs?
That sounds right.
Anyway, and finally, thank you again to BarkBox.com for being our sponsor.
Yeah.
If you have a dog, just go try it for 1 month. I promise you, if you get a 1 month subscription, use promo code IBWIP, you will go back to that website.
Be back for more, baby.
Just like Miles does with me. Back for more. She complains about it. She says, it's too hairy. It's too small. But she comes
He's
back.
He's not shaved in years.
She, I don't care anymore.
Oh, comfortable in your you don't care anymore.
No, let me finish. Because all my friends, I forced upon her, all my friends have beards. I can't grow a beard. I can't grow a beard to save my life. So my junk has a beard on the top.
Do you think that inconveniences her in some way, shape, or form?
Nope.
What scenario?
Not only is she blowing me, but she's also getting her teeth flossed.
Oh, my God.
That is... Yeah, it's a win-win.
It's so big she can't get that far down anyway. It doesn't make a difference. Anyway, thank you very much, Miles, for being on the show. I'm sure we'll have a great conversation when this is over. Nurse Courtney, thank you for not... Well, you kind of stuck up for me. You kind of said I was in dire straits.
Hey, I was trying to just be like... Was that Sweden? Is that like their...
They're neutral.
I couldn't figure out where she... She's like, I was trying to be like Sweden. And then I waited.
He does not like Swedes. You might want
to. Oh, just kidding. I'm just neutral.
Yeah. Sorry. Obviously, you haven't gone very far back in the IBWIP catalog. First Lieutenant Admiral of Sector 12.75 of the Rebel Alliance, Jason.
Yep.
Thank you, as always, for being on the show.
I did the show. I said the words. I did the show.
You say hello.
And I say possessed by Paul James. With There Will Be Nights When I'm Lonely. I don't want the show to end. Let's keep going. Does this have to be the end?
Oh, we can do a promo video.
Okay.
Good night, folks. Thank you very much for checking it out. And we'll see you again.
Old face and these whiskers. Well, give me your lips. Well, so I may kiss away all that pain that comes from them blisters. Please, oh please, know that I will always love you. And these pictures in my mind, mine, 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 mine. Yes, oh yes. When I'm lonely, as we cry ourselves to sleep. Please, oh please, know that I will always love you. And these pictures in my mind, 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 mind. Yes, oh yes, there will be nights when I'm lonely, oh, as we cry ourselves to sleep. Thank you. favorite bar, or with all of our friends, or the friends that we love. Yeah. And damn, oh, you looking so good in your half piece and jeans. Won't you come back? Please, oh, please, know that I will always love you. And these pictures in my mind, 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 mind. Yes, oh yes, there will be nights when I'm lonely, as we cry ourselves to sleep. Come on, go. Please, oh please, know that I will always love you. And these pictures in my mind, 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 mind. Yes, oh yes, there will be nights when I'm lonely, oh, as we cry ourselves to sleep.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.